Our community. What it means to be child-friendly. With almost 30% of the Shire's population aged under 17 years, we know it's important to involve children in our activities and decision-making. As a proud child-friendly city, Cardinia Shire Council strives to ensure that our community is inclusive of children. We recently asked some children what they thought a child-friendly city looked like. Here's what they had to say. Hayley, 11. Cardinia Shire is very child-friendly as it has a variety of facilities that are clean and accessible, like parks for families, dog parks and places to kick the footy. Georgia, 11. As a whole, it offers an amazing sporting hub in Cardinia Life, creating a safe and fun venue for children of all ages to participate in sport and swimming. The Shire also offers many different venues and parks for children to enjoy. Mia, 11. Having a child-friendly city is including kids' activities, events, sports, and letting students have a voice. Child-friendly city. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/child-friendly. Picture caption. John Henry Primary School student Jamie enjoyed being CEO for the day as part of one of our child-friendly city initiatives. End caption. Read all about it. Have you checked out our exciting new Youth Services News e-zine? The online e-zine is distributed via our Youth Services Facebook page and features Youth Services News, information and tips for young people regarding mental health support and COVID-19, activities, a Pride Corner that features events, resources and support for young people who identify as LGBTIQ+, and up-to-date information on what's happening in the Shire. To check out the newsletter, visit the Cardinia Youth Services Facebook page or send your email address to myplace@cardinia.vic.gov.au to subscribe to never miss an edition. Strengthening community connections. Neighbourhood houses in the Shire continue to connect and support their local communities. With their usual operations significantly impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, neighbourhood houses needed to become creative, flexible and dynamic to continue meeting the needs of their communities. Many neighbourhood houses continued to provide essential services, but many face-to-face programs had to be replaced with online initiatives. Some of the innovative ways in which they adapted included free Zoom lessons, themed lockdown dinners, and a Today at 10 initiative, which encouraged people to do activities at the same time and share their experiences. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/neighbourhoodhouses. Picture caption. Annie and Tam stock the Food is Free Cockatoo Community Pantry at Cockatoo Community House. This initiative has been expanded during the COVID-19 pandemic and has received support as part of Council's COVID-19 Community Relief Provider Support Grants Program. End caption. Flu vaccinations. Flu vaccinations are available for eligible community members through Cardinia Shire Council's free community immunisation service or via a local GP, subject to stock availability. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/flu. Community spirit hard at work. In the 16 months since the Bunyip Complex fires, we have continued to work with and support our fire-affected communities and businesses with the help of many community organisations and volunteers. Here's a snapshot of some of the support that has been provided. 2,200 lunches and dinners served. 1,500 hours undertaken by SES volunteers to clean up properties. 600 Blaze Aid volunteers clearing 300 kilometres of burnt fencing and replacing 150 kilometres of fencing. 284 essential water deliveries. 80 businesses supported. 80 volunteers assisting the Bushfire Recovery Centre. 50 properties made safe with tree works. 30 volunteer groups supporting the recovery. 20 wellbeing activities and workshops held. 10 Community Recovery Committee members advocating for community needs. Council would like to thank all volunteers for the important role they have played in helping our community recover. We will continue to support our community and connect community members and businesses with services and assistance. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/recovery. Picture captions. Caption 1. Joe helped cook up a storm in the Bushfire Recovery Centre kitchen. Caption 2. Council's General Manager, Livable Communities, Tracy Parker, caught up with resident Sue and volunteer May at the Bushfire Recovery Centre. End captions. Artists Aid Recovery. Creative Recovery Network and Cardinia Shire Council have appointed 3 local artists to participate in a new bushfire recovery program designed to support community recovery and resilience building. The program is in response to the Bunyip Complex fires in 2019 and is a region-wide partnership between Creative Recovery Network and Cardinia Shire, Baw-Baw Shire and Latrobe City Councils, with support from Lifeline Gippsland and funding from the Victorian Government. The program is designed to build capacity among local artists to develop recovery programs in disaster-affected communities, as well as foster a sense of communal recovery through unique creative projects. 3 artists from each local government area have been appointed. The artists pictured are Janine Good, Gülsün Ertzer and Sue Jarvis. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/recovery. Be prepared. Prepare your property ahead of the fire danger period by cutting grass and removing fallen branches within 30 metres of buildings, removing leaves and twigs from gutters, cutting back trees and shrubs overhanging buildings, writing down and practicing your fire action plan, ensuring your home and contents insurance is adequate. If you plan on burning off as part of your cleanup, you must do this before the fire danger period, which is set by the CFA each year. A permit may be required. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/burning off.